Oh, oh, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Ancient of days, Lion of the tribe of Judah, you are the leader of the valley, you the star of glory. And the old, Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We exalt your near name. You are great. You are the miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, oh Lord. There is no like our God. It's the Alpha and the Omega, the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Rapha, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, our God that is mighty and gracious, our God that is forever faithful, dependable, reliable, our God that keeps covenant to a thousand generations, our God that is mindful of us, our God who makes the way where there is no way. Is the Almighty God mighty than the Son of many waters. He keep a covenant. He said, my covenant shall I not break, neither will I also fulfill that has gone forth out of my mouth. Is the Elohim God, the El Shaddai God, the Apioto Nogalipuno Nogoso, the Iblinga Custoso, the Prunanaga Zavir, El Soprondege Custoso. Di patuato nangue custodiate e prenegoto dolli custodia e nuovo si vica quarta onde che custodia da pronti che custoso e sua prima custodia da trondo custodia nangue che custoso de priandone che custodia tante gaia custodia e sua pronte che custodia. On the Cosiado, a friend that custodia, satellite custodo, in sopron de custodo via, salabonde custodia, in la bronde custodo via, and de custodia, a pioto, and de quaso, via salangue custodo. In sopronde che custodia, in sonda che repruda custodia, in sopronde che custodiate, e le prende che custodiate, e che custodia, e la mengle custodia, in sopronde che custodia, e non lo possiate. Blessed be the name of the Lord of hosts. My Father, the revealer of all secrets, the all-knowing, the almighty God, the ever-faithful, the dependable, reliable God. Lord, we thank you for the greatness of your name. We thank you for the greatness of your power. We thank you for your faithfulness in every season. We thank you for what you have done in the door. Lord, we rejoice in you, O God. mi acuerdo, pasa nombre que es custoso, si prima es custoso, si anda frente que es custoso, y soportó, se lengue que es sucia, ente que es sucia, soplonte que es custoso, en su la contra la custa si hace, ente que es custosia, zaprunde que es custosia, y soportó, se me pechongle que es custoso, me cochua, el soplonte que es custoso, ente que es sucia, soplonte que es cuasa, isto to se parlengue que custosia, isto pronte que custosia, ente que custosia, so pronti que custosia, isto pronte que custosia, zapioso, ente que custosia, se longle que custoso, il avionte que custosia, ondo le prende que custosia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, especially tonight, there are people that God will have me minister to. But before that happens tonight, I want you to lift up your voice because ignorance is not enough. An excusable event. When anybody is ignorant, they can hurt themselves and they can be affected. And the word of the Lord said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. God, it's not God's desire that we should be ignorant. Because he's aware of the consequences and the potential impact that ignorance can cause. So I said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter number 4, verse number 6. Why would the Lord himself say this? Let's go back to Hosea chapter number 4, 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. For the beast of the field and with the fowls of the heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove, and not all, for thy people are as dead that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. See that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory unto shame. They eat of the sin of my people, and they set their eyes on their iniquity, and they shall be like people like this, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doing. Very tough. But yet it was coming from the maker of the heaven and earth. People were going through stuff, and because they were ignorant and they lacked a desire to seek God, the word of the Lord said, God said, but this is about to take place. If they have had a delight in the word of the Lord, it would not have been so. If they have been keen to understand the mysteries that they do not know, they will get the help that they need. Why? Because they didn't realize that they were the reason for their own trouble. God said in verse 15, he said, for Israel slided back as a backsliding evil. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sore. They have committed water continually. Our rulers with shame do love. Give ye the wind and bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. When I look at this word of the Lord, there's something that really pulls that the Lord got my attention to. They were doing stuff. Sacrifices they were doing. They were behaving in a way that is not pleasing to God. And all of that was based on the fact that they were ignorant. But yet, they want a change of story. So it is possible for things that is so obvious, like idolatry, that God said it is not permitted for a people to do it, and they are God's people, and yet they didn't know. They were not spiritually informed, and they lack understanding of what they were meant to be doing. And therefore, God said, ignorance is a deadly disease. Lack of understanding is a dangerous thing that can prevent even the required help that is needed. One of the first places where God will help a person is when he unravels the mysteries that we need to know unto us. When he unravels the mysteries and you deal with those mysteries that are uncovered, the moment you come to a place of confidence in God and you are sure that you are sure that there will be a change of story for you. The things may not change immediately, but you know that something is changing. Something definitely has to take place because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and because you have come to an understanding of the secret that you were not informed about. And that's why we said the essence of a man waiting on God is because I want to know. The essence of me seeking God in this month, where we're engaging prayer to finish strong, is that we want to know. So what we need this night, because the word of the Lord said to us for today, is a cry of God, make haste to help me. And the making haste to help us is number one required in having understanding of what is actually the problem and what solution has heaven desired to deal with the challenges. What exactly is the way out of the challenges? How can I finish strong? It takes a knowing. In a knowing. And that is why you and I know Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Establish the fact that the essence of waiting on God and calling upon Him is that He will answer us and tell us the things that we are not aware of, but that we need in order to secure the help that we need in such a time as this. So it said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I will show you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. I will show you great and mighty things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot even distinguish. Things that were unsearchable, things that we do not know. Because they are with God, He makes them known unto us. Pastor, you know, said something to me today. It was saying, He said, you know, your ministry is different. It's not like any other ministry, but it takes God to bring men to an understanding of the grace of God that is upon your life. And I believe that as you are called today, the only way that can make us to get to a place where we finish strong is that we have a clear, defined understanding of what area of life we needed help with the most. We need to understand the timing and the season of God. Every farmer knows when to plant their seed. If they're not clear about the season time, they will plant seed in the absence, and it means that the seed is unlikely to bring forth because that was not the right season for it. And the word of the Lord says that there are sons of Israel that they understand the timing and the season of God. And they know what is coming to. They understand the timing and the season of God. And they know what is coming to. They understand the timing and the season of the Most High God. And they know what their community, their nation, their individual ought to do. If anyone is ignorant of the timing and the season of God for his life, it is possible to wear a summer dress in winter and have an impact of the wrong dressing. Not many days in coughing and sniffing and sleeping and all of that, because the individual is not adequately prepared for what is with what is right for the particular way that and the change of season that they want to bring in. Therefore, this morning, this afternoon, our time is very, very, it's not for a long time. On this altar today, because I want us to ask God some questions. It is easy for me to say, I need help in this area. I told you that the help that I needed is not the one I was asking for. So when he said, make haste to help me, the service was aware of the specific area where help was needed, and he cried out to God I cannot afford for it to delay. It is an help that must take place in locating the right tool required. And he expressed his cry unto God, and he was never disappointed. I want us to lift up our voices to the Ancient of Days, even as you have said to the Lord, you are the God of my divine help. That the next in my life to bear every form of ignorance standing in my way of presenting the right request that will cause heaven to pay attention to my case. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the Aliya Batu Zabia, Zabia Nuga Kusto, the Pai to the Kazuzia.
And through the God,
Ecclesia, ente de quasa, a piosa vos arde, e soprute de que subia, ente de que libro sofia, me quasa na gaso, ente de que subia, e sopriante de que custo sofia, e la bronte de que suade, ente de que libro sofia, ente de custoso, e la pioso, oh, Lord God, my Father, teach me an understanding of the truth that I need to know for my freedom, for my religion, for my divine help. Lord God, my Father, is the piece that I have to do to make me get close, is the eternity that I get close of you, is the get close. Challenges that we face today are coming from that place. But if they are living, they might not even have 100% information because they do not know. Beloved, but when God or Robert Smith, he said there are things we don't know. But if we don't know them, what they do to us is that they stand in the way of our lives, beloved, from getting the help that we need. I remember going to my doctor some years back, and I sat in front of the doctor. I said, I feel somehow, I can't remember what I went there for, and the guy just wrote medication. This is me. He didn't test me, and I have to say to you that the medication that he gave me affected me very, very badly. I began to itch my scalp, itch everywhere, because that was not the medication that I needed. After 2 days, I enjoyed it. I went back to that man and I said, when you gave me this medication, you didn't even check what the problem was. That was a criminal situation. And the man begins to beg me, and they have to give me another medication to help me to stop the reaction that I have to the medication that he gave me. I sat back and I wonder why he has to take me through that particular thing. That is completely contrary to the medical process. I can take him to court. And I saw in the day of my appointment, he was tired. I was the last patient. He just wanted to get me out of the place. Normally, they will do check your blood pressure and do various tests for you. But because he was not interested in finding out the symptoms that I said I was having, he didn't check what it was. He just gave me a medication that became something terrible that was me. So that day I learned a lesson that before I go to no doctor, I want to check what I feel. Why is it that I'm feeling like this? Ask myself, what was the reason? Before I get to the doctor, every patient needs to be involved with their own treatment. I checked the internet, that is why it is there. I said, and there are different medical new websites there. I want to find out. I asked his symptom, what is it? What are the medications that I can take to stop it? Do I need to go to the doctor? What is the diet I need to go on? What am I eating? If my stomach is paining me and I feel the stomach, am I taking too much pepper? in us or put our belief in it rationally or something is just wrong, we can take that time to search out that information. So when I get to the doctor, I'm beloved and I tell them, I have this information, this particular feeling, and I think something is wrong with me. And they check and they say, where was it not giving this and then why? Why do you want to give me this type of medication? Is there another option? What is the impact of this medication on me? If I don't take it, will my problem go away? And what exactly is it going to do for me right now? And if it doesn't solve the problem in a particular day, what do I do? And then they begin to advise me, then it means that you have to come back. So you are well informed and you are not ignorant. I have to fight with my own family because in Africa, the doctors are God. Whatever they said, go. Even if they want to have a child, they might not allow them to be there. Even when they are going to give them education, they just give it to them and write something on the paper. They don't ask them. So if they come back from the hospital and I said, what medication were you given? They don't know. They say that, well, they wrote it, they just do two tablets three times a day. So if they poison you, it means you don't know. If anything is going wrong, you don't know which of the medication is wrong with you. God is the one that has insight into the details that we ought to know in order to locate the place of our health. How can a man set the aspect and drop? If I just said, where has he dropped? Until he was able to be point where it was dropped, he cannot get the help. Until he located where it was dropped, Elijah could not take a wound and said, let the access drop. Information is relevant. How on earth could you think that somebody that has gone through so much in his life has been frustrated with things not working? Is their ignorance of what the cause of that problem is to be able to know how to pray into the solution? It will be difficult. That is why we saw in this Hosea chapter number 4 that people were absolutely unaware of what was going on. They thought they were doing a God prayer, but something was going on. God was punishing them because they lacked the relevant understanding that they ought to have so that they can turn their lives around and adjust it free from their trouble. I want us to know that this, but for Ellen, this is so completely important in our lives that you are not ignorant to your own detriment. And that is why everyone needs to begin to ask God, I want to know the truth that I need to know to obtain help. Lord, for you, give me understanding of the right truth, Lord, that will usher me into the help of God that changed my story. It's a piece of the earth, a from the world, the perquas and I got a good idea, and then they could go here. Ignorance about Lord, what Christ has been done for me. soporte que Jesús dijo, este que cruzó y la vio su recurso dos días, el soporte que cruzó su arte, el llega a Pioto, este que Jesús día a Pioto, este que cruzó su día, el llega que crucifique cuadra, este que libro dos días, el tronoboso, el chute que cruzó su día, este que cruciate, el tronoboso. In the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord tells us, my people are destroyed. They perish. They are cut off. Being cut off is like being cut short of what was meant to be beneficiary to us. They were beloved when I see Jesus manifest the sermon in John chapter number 4. And it changed my story for life. Other people would have met the woman as well. But the only person that can reach out to her is the one that knows where she was coming from, the eyes and eyesight. Jesus started the conversation. He said, where is your husband? He said, I don't have one. And Jesus said to her, even the one that you are with is not your husband. You have had five husbands. And the current one is not yours. There was a prophetic incident. That is the thought that God gives to the church in this hour. Beloved, the people that we are reaching that are difficult to reach until God begins to speak specifically a word that is relevant to them, it is impossible in most of the time for you to get their attention. A lot of things are clouding the eyes of men. They are clouding the mind of men. And when I'm talking about knowledge, it's not what you read in the book. It is a divine knowing of God's truth about a matter. That is the essence of our prayer this month, that we ought to know how we need to engage Pharaoh, what we must do in order to finish strong. We need to have knowledge of what has to be finished. We have to have divine knowing of what we ought to do. Jesus spoke to our life and she responded correctly. And the word that is talking about knowledge, beloved, it is called Damam. Damam is a Greek word. Damam is a Greek word that means lack of understanding of that word means you to cease. Sorry, be destroyed. My people have perished for lack of knowledge. It means to be cut off, to perish, to bring to silence, to undo certain things, and to see things utterly destroyed. So it is possible for a person to go through a cut off of opportunity to see what was meant to be good and what meant to see from manifesting, to see individuals going through challenges because we don't know what is behind it. We can pray and be blue in the face. If we don't understand the issue, we cannot solve the problem. The knowledge means having a discerning heart, having divine understanding, and having the wisdom of God. It's not the wisdom that comes from this world, it's the wisdom that comes from the Lord. So it's having the divine perception according to the word of the living God. according to the revealed knowledge of God about the matter. So you will see that Jesus got to the woman, God gave him a knowing. About that woman that will come to that well, gave him a storyline about the individual that is coming and that needed the help of the Almighty God. And when he had that situation to have that woman converted, became very easy. Anyone that has the information, even in the place of work, there are the people that everybody goes to. And God wants the people out there to come to church because we as a believer, we come to an understanding of what is going on with them that they needed to know in order to walk in the divine agenda of God. Why don't you say to God, this is just my assignment, and there are people that I need to deal with that, and God wants me to deal with their situation this morning. This evening, I don't want you, my concern me, don't, if I don't respond to your note, I don't have an answer yet. You might have called, if I don't respond to your call, I don't have anything to discuss yet. But when it is time and I have the right information from God to deal with that issue, I will call. That is the time I can be of a benefit to you, not that I just call you and not become part of the discussion. But I want you to know that God can trust you with your own secret to have understanding of whatever you need to know to be free from that captivity, but it takes asking. God is not a respecter of persons. And that is why we press it and press into God like this. And we are in a single way coming into a normal secret. So I can leave the prayer right now and beloved, because I am pressed as your person, when I now say, God, what about that matter? It will speak and it will be clear. The things that we ought not to know, which was the reason for the trouble. Beloved, and then we can have an answer. Why don't you say, I receive every form of spiritual ignorance? In my life, I receive you. I cast out the spirit of ignorance. In my life, I cast out the spirit of ignorance. In my life, I cast out the spirit of ignorance. I reject and I receive ignorance spiritually from messing up with my life. It can cause us a poor. That is the first help that you get. because even what I told you might not be 100% accurate. Unless it is coming from the Lord. And the people of us would not mind me saying this. As individuals that sent me a note, don't call me and say, Pastor, this is what I dreamt. She had entry here. And I didn't respond. I said, please send it to me in a text. I got the text and I looked at it and I said, I have to call the individual. I said, all these people are here alive. And he said, no. So if they're not alive, how come they're coming to your life right now? What does it actually mean? And it means that I have to go to God. Anybody who does not spend the time, wants attention to press in into God, it is possible to become worried. Isaiah chapter number 48, he said, you have artists, look at them all. Will you not admit them? From now on, I will tell you of the news of even being unknown to you. But he said, you have to go and search it out. And the search is not taking to paper, it is a search of the spirit. And look at the situation where the individual was there, but this is what I saw. All these people that showed up, there were people that were not here. And they gave an assignment to begin to pick somebody who's already gone. I know how angry I felt in my spirit. And I wanted to know why. And the only instructor God can say to me, he didn't tell me nothing. Instruction, nothing. And I kept quiet. And when I have a spirit in my spirit, it's now time to deal with that matter. I called the individual and said, I need it now. I want to pray with you today. Take a note. These are the prayers that you will be praying, the decisions that you will take. It means I was getting ready to walk. I've been not right, and I said, now it's time for us to deal with this matter to understand it. And immediately we started, God took me to what they were doing in my family. Every one of them that was there. How would I know that they were white people? I saw this device. I saw this very thing that they were using to carry the apple. And I see that there were things related to the gun. He didn't tell me. So why you see that there are problems happening is because we were ignorant. If he has known that the reason why things don't work is that there has been an assignment to be fixed, looking after what was dead. It's because when things are blocked, it's because there's demonic dogs that sit in the junction because they have made a lot of my connection. I saw blood sacrifices. So because you understand that information, you know that the answer is already available because now you know what you're dealing with. You cannot be using paracetamol when you have an infection. You need an offender out to deal with an infection, not that. So I want to provoke us and challenge us. The word of the Lord said this was the number one sentence. For being denied, for being cut off, for not enjoying what was right, is when an individual is ignorant of the truth, and the ignorance of the truth that we are talking about is gone beyond what you can know, fathom by yourself. Every time you have an issue and you are praying, you are not praying that give me the money or give me the house. and take it upon you, God. It will answer you. It will tell you straight. Jesus spent all night asking questions and gave him the day and time, and he was asking the question that he had been asked. It takes understanding that God is interested in showing us the truth that we ought to know that makes us to stand before him. Beloved, that is why he said, he urged us. To praise him, to God, to know the, or to have an understanding of the mysteries of God, to have his divine knowledge that we need to know. Otherwise, we will not be able to help ourselves, neither we will be able to help other people. This is a scenario that the individual has been in 7 years old. Last time, when he cannot even remember a whole lot of things, and there are damages that the enemy did at that time, that, you know, you just look at life and things are falling. But what you have to do and understand is, once you have an understanding, your eyes come to a place of rest that I know my Redeemer lives. He that shows me the reason for my trouble and the answer for my freedom. And then you don't have to be paranoid or become fearful because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I want you to say, Lord, I lift up my eyes unto you this morning. Lord, reach me of every form of ignorance to the truth of the word of God, the truth that I ought to know, the Abbey, Aqua, the Aya. Lord, reach me of every form of spiritual ignorance. Keep me an understanding of every mystery, of every secret that I ought to know. Lord, to finish strong. In Jesus, 20:15, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia de Sophia, Vashti lost her place on the throne because she was ignorant of the season when she was meant to come out. She decided to host her own party. The word of the Lord said that husband Asherah made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan. Esther chapter number 1 verse 5. Both unto failure for 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. He was having a party. And where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastings with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble, the brass were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue. I mean, I'm not having a rich party. But here is his wife. The word of the Lord said in verse 6 that the king was according to the law, not this compel, but so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also, Vashti queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. And beloved, her husband was having party, he was sitting with the girls. And he said on the 7th day, when the house of the king was married, when he was feeling good with wine, he commanded Ehud, Basa, Abner, and all of those kings, and he said that serving in the presence of the answer, serving in the presence of the answer of the king, being matched in the queen. Before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the pieces are beautiful, she was here to look up. But the woman refused to come to the king's commandment by his gentleness, and therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. He didn't discern the time. She did not. So when the call came, probably she thought it can be delayed. But that was the time that it was meant to rise. And that was the time it was meant to be, she was meant to be available, beloved, for what her husband wanted to do. And because she was not having the right understanding, the right perception, and understanding of the timing of that event, she became displaced. And that is why you and I must say, Lord, there is a case I wanted to deal with right now. I cannot do it anymore. And the reason why I could not, I saw the situation very, very clear in my eyes. And the individual has been putting pressure onto me. I only just got the answer today. And God told me, do it on the planet, and I am on the dash, but the fellow is not here. If we don't understand our timing and our season, then we cannot have what we do not let me be ignorant of my season, under my step in my moment of divine help, under my step in my moment of divine help, under my step in my moment of divine help, under my step in my moment of divine help, under my step in my moment of divine help, under my step in my moment of divine help. I must not be ignorant of my season. Lord, I must not be ignorant of my divine moment. I must not be ignorant of my divine season. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let my steps be ordered by the word of the Lord. It's the pure of the earth. Vashti was not there. Vashti lacked understanding. Vashti rebellion was out of ignorance. Vashti refusal to show up was probably think I can have another chance with the king, another time with the king. You have said everything that ignorance has denied me of, everything in my life that I ought to have but ignorance has denied me of. Oh God, my Father, arise by your mercy. Put them back in my honor. 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 In Sophia and Azosia, in Toga Kekususo Fiate, in La Brode Kekustoso, in Stone the Law from the Gaza, in Sotode Kekustosiate, in La Brode Kekustoso Fiate, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, for somebody on this altar, the blocker of that individual life is a personality that went to the grave with a secret. And I see that this individual has made a covenant, and that covenant, beloved, this is the covenant that they made. Then this individual lie in the middle of a street. I was clothed with a funny garment. They made a covenant with the earth to affect an individual, to remove what was meant to be the shine of the individual from the place of shine. And God sent me to tell you, any person that was dead, that made a covenant with the earth to remove your glory from shining, God said that demonic evil covenant is broken. The secret that they have gone away with that has troubled your destiny, God said it is over today. shall be like a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. Therefore, any personality that went to their grave with any secret responsible for your trouble, I decree that they perish. But that secret is destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. I command your rising today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is supporting a custodia and the love of the art. John chapter number 2, you can read it at your own time. It was the mother of Jesus that saved the day because she knew that wine is about to run out. And she also knew that the one who has the answer to domination is Christ. Even when his followers had never seen that he can turn water into wine, beloved, she knew. And she said, whatsoever he said to you, do it. Beloved, many of the time when God begins to open your eyes, then judging certain things don't matter. Beloved, even when you are, how can I be saying to somebody and say, I see a bicycle. The bicycle has a carrier. And the carrier looks like one of the white people we use to put their stuff. And I said, is there anybody that rides such a bike in your family? And the individual said, yes. This is what they do. This is the business. And God now told us this is what you must do to deal with whatever evil that they have done long time ago that is appearing in the now and troubling the individual. There was a knowing. And because there was a knowing, there was an answer. The word of the Lord said that Jesus could not do mighty miracles among his own people because they don't have a spiritual understanding of who Jesus was. So they lack the ability to benefit from him. Why? It's not that the power was not there, it's just because they is placed on their ignorance. Therefore, I want you to say, Lord, help me to see man beyond that which meets the eyes. Help me to have the spiritual understanding of the people that I am dealing with. Do not let me take them for granted. Do not let me miss what you want me to know that can be beneficial to me and to the people. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the appeared the cruise of the earth, and through the gecusos, the ilabion de gecusos, and the gequaza, pioto, on the gecusos, in la broad de gecusos, the earth, in la bosotie. Mark chapter number 6. Verse 4. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his own relatives and in his own household. And he could do no miracle there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he wondered at their unbelief. And he was going around the villages teaching. What you have to see is that when there is spiritual ignorance, unbelief it is common. It is easy to acquire it because we don't know. What you know is what you stood by. And so because there is no divine knowing, you become unable to have faith in the ability of God to do what he said he will do. That is why you are going to say to the Lord, every form of doubt and unbelief that was puzzled, even from being spiritually ignorant, Lord, in the name of Jesus, destroy the anchor, appeal, destroy that spirit of ignorance, sponsoring doubt and unbelief in my life, is appeal, take care of the gas, and take care of the sabia, a suase, ele que custo socia, entrando custo socia, a pianto lo gozate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That's why somebody was reporting to me that the kid came back home from school. And because the baby was vomiting. And the Lord showed me, look, do you have this cup? And is this the food that was in it? The milk that they were pouring is the milk that had problems. I saw milk that they use. That is what they drink in the morning to go to school. But on that occasion, there's something wrong with the milk because the Lord showed it. And God has to keep guiding them and say, this is what you ought to do. So it means that God is interested in the detail of my life. The one thing that triggered me, that scared me off to ask God questions, I look from the book of Genesis, God was detailed. And God was acting based on what he knew. He saw that he knew that light is available and he said, light come. God will speak to a man like a Noah built an ark. And before they started, he said, you will use the downsides of this, the width and the length and the depth is like this. He will speak to a Moses to build the ark. And these people, they have capacity to take divine information that will make a Moses be able to build an ark that contains the presence of God, beloved of his people, and they carry it everywhere. It means that even by eating and drinking and sleeping, everything about my career, my business, my ministry, God can tell me if I partner with God. And then I begin to ask God, I want to know. I went to school to learn. Part of learning in God is to want to know what he needs to tell us. It doesn't cast its past before swine. So he's calling for us as a church who are ready to help our nation and the people around us to come and ask questions. It's all Jeremiah, don't just open your eyes anyhow. You saw, what did you see? He said, I saw an almond tree. And God said, it's not just the tree that I'm about. Don't use your head to work out the answer. He said to him, I am watching over my words to perform it. It's bigger than the tree. The information I want to give you, I want you to have a spiritual understanding of it. Because what I said to you, I will do, I will make my word good. Every word that I said to you will never fail. So when God begins to open our eyes, you have to suppress your natural man and move back. And when you take a step backward, you will hear the Spirit of the Lord give you answers. There are times that you don't have the complete resolve or the complete answer as well. You keep going to God. Sometimes when I have God speak something to me, it takes 2 weeks. It can take 6 months. And I keep going, God, thank you for that, but what is the next step? I don't understand it. How do I know it, Lord? How do I know it, Lord? That is the search of the Spirit. And how do you search in the Spirit? The Holy Spirit. You pray in the Holy Ghost. You already have a picture in your eyes. This thing that the Lord showed me, I don't understand it. This thing that the Lord showed me, Lord, I do not understand, but I want to know. Ben Donnie Kakuas of the Arte. It's a Prula Gazu Gode. It's a Ponte Gagalibus of the Arte. Is God appears in the appears in the gods of the earth? And then the custodia, show me the way, Lord. Show me the door, Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Lord, lead me in God's laws. Is the priest in the earth? In the beyond the custodia, is so protect the gods. It's the cross of the fear that the Liga was. It's the protect the gas of the atuade. It's the protect the custode. God ever said to you, this is the way, walk ye in it. It will eliminate your fears. It will give you assurance. It will give you confidence. It makes you to be at peace when others are panicking because you have information. And the Holy Spirit will begin to guide you, and you see things begin to fall in shape. And you understand the will of God. But if you really wanted also to understand what you don't know, you must put aside your own human agenda. Because they will corrode the information that God is giving to you. So it won't be that God did not speak, but because you have interpreted it in your way that is beneficial to you, so it doesn't deliver. So it is possible for things or people to say, oh, you have lied. Because, or you think that you have lied to yourself, because what you saw was true, but you lack understanding of the meaning. So what you do to understand the meaning is to pay time, pay attention. Pay attention and say to God, I don't know it. God said, call a question when you don't know it, and I will tell you what you need to know. He said, I saw an almond tree, and I will watch over my word, and I will perform it. I saw an almond tree, I will watch over my word to perform it. So many times what you see is not really how it appears. So it's not that you take for granted and say, I see this way, it has to be this way. Your spirit man has to communicate with God and say, thank you, Lord, for showing me that. So what does it mean, Lord? And you begin to pray in the spirit and you understand it too. And you begin to see that God begins to unravel mysteries to you and begin to give you clarity and understanding of what he wants you to know in that time. This is important to me, and I realize that this is what God wants me to do even today, because we must not gamble into 2016. We are fasting in this month. We are fasting next month. Our spiritual life must never be the same again. You must not crawl into 2016. We must walk into destiny and walk into the desired plan of God that we know. It's not going to be what other people know, but what you know as the divine plan and mandate of God for you. It said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And what he knows is what he will show me. So he knows me, but I don't know myself. He said, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nation. The man said, according to what I know myself, what I know does not give me a confidence that I can speak. I cannot even speak. I'm only a child. So God is saying that all that you need is to key in into what you know about me. Only God knows how many times a day I will ask God, Lord, show me what I need to do about myself. How many times a day? It has formed a pattern. My spirit man just take a hold of it and ask, what is it that I need to know about me? Today, what is it that I need to know about the ways I need to train today? Beloved, my spirit man picks it up so much that, and when it comes up, I will see what it wants me to know about that moment. And beloved, it gives a clear-cut assurance to me that I don't have to go and gamble with my life. I have made mistakes in the past, and you might have mistakes now, but you must know that God can still work with you and tell you all the things that you ought to know to solve your problem and to usher you into a position of strength as to come. complete and you fulfill every agenda and every assignment of God for your life. Don't look at anybody as a star. God is raising sons. Every child of God is a star in the making. But beloved, we need to press our spirit man has to be trained to want to desire God and desire the knowledge of God. This is my assignment at this time. You don't have to be overwhelmed, but you need to know what the will of the Lord is. And he says, his will, it will make known unto us. Because he's the revealer of all truth. But we have to say, when you show it, I will do it. I have given a word before, and I was at a train station, and the pastor called me, and because when I gave that word, he said to me, he will make sure that it doesn't happen. And the pastor called me at the train station and said, I told you that what you said would not happen. I said, because it didn't happen in your way, does not mean that God has not spoken. You choose not to make it work. I said, and you can't be a barrier. I'm still going to continue to do whatever God says I should do. That place you put yourself in a place where God can trust you to hear and to do. Even where people have to laugh at you. It doesn't matter who laughs. Even when you make mistakes, you can learn from your mistake. I use an example of the bus that is coming, and in your spirit you pick up, bus is coming now. And the first day you hear bus is coming, you stay there, you say, like, it's still 10 more minutes before this bus gets here. And then the bus just flew past you because you were not responsive enough. You were using the old timetable of the bus route. And the next day, when God said, and you pick up the service, bus 159 is going to show up in 2 minutes. It means get up and run. You run because you know yesterday you missed it. So today you do it. The things of the spirit that happen with divine speed, it looks for obedient people. If you don't do it the second day again, you are closing your spiritual receptiveness. You are hindering yourself from picking up the directions that God is giving. And when you come into that situation, you are saying, God, I am sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was me. Because some people will tell me that they think they were the one that was speaking to themselves, that it was their mind. If your mind has been given to God, God will direct you, will instruct you. You don't have to listen to yourself. Because you already said, it's not my will, Lord, but I want your will. The dying to our own self-will is what creates an opening in our heavens. I don't have any self-personal agenda. I don't have any personal agenda because of anybody. I don't have anything hidden in my heart that I want to protect or I want to gain. So I don't know why the enemy will now also deceive me and tell me a lie. Because I'm not interested. I want the will of God for every individual. So because I pray, Lord, I don't want to be an interest. What is your will, Lord? Not for personal gain, but what is your will about this matter? And beloved, because you don't have an idiot agenda, God will be precise. When the individual tells you no, leave them, they will come back. They will come back to you and say, you are right. Look at how that woman was messing around with Jesus and telling him, you don't have something to draw with. It's not about drawing. You don't get it. The one that is beside you right now has the living water. When he gives it to you, you will not thirst again. He said, give me that water there. And he said, for you to give that water, you need to cut the cord with your past. So what you have to do, go and bring your husband. Because Jesus was waiting for her to confront herself so that she can get help. She said, my answer, oh, I don't have any. Sometimes when the Spirit of the Lord begins to deal with you, He deals with you in the level of your understanding, and as your level grows, you realize that you are coming to a place where God speaks just like that. And you are wondering, well, it is good, it is beneficial, it is rewarding, it gives you the confidence, it gives you an assurance, it helps in your faith, because God wants to speak to everyone that asks. He said it was like a man that found, the kingdom of God was like a man that found a pearl of great price. He went to go and sell everything that he had in order that he might have it. Beloved, it is ridding yourself of some things to get what you cannot buy with your money, what you cannot buy with your skill, what you cannot buy with your smartness. None of us can buy the things of the Spirit with anything that we have. It is a dimension of God that we never have come into that God wants to make known to us. Beloved, so the things of the kingdom are divinely unraveled. Because the kingdom is spiritual. It's the domain of God in the spirit that God brings into enforcement on the earth. God is saying to us, beloved, whatever you do today, I want you to lift up your hands. I am ready, Lord. Trust me with the very secret that I need to know that is beneficial to me, that will enable me to serve you effectively, that will usher me into finishing strong and finishing. working well this year and the years that is ahead of me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Whether it is naturally reasonable or not, as long as you say it, Lord, your will, oh God, will I do in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying. My Father, this is what you sent me. You told me to stir up your people to begin to ask for capacity for divine revelation, divine knowledge of the things that we do not know. Lord, therefore we have asked tonight, even as the people, as they leave this altar, Spirit of the living God, I ask that you will unravel to them the depth and the height of everything that they ought to know to obtain divine help and to finish strong, even in this year and the years ahead, in the name of the soul. I ask, oh God, that you will give unto us clarity. You will speak to us with clarity. You will give us divine accuracy, even as we declare your word, in the name of Jesus, that we will speak with precision, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree, I soak every prevailer with the blood of Jesus, and I declare that it shall be impossible for the enemy to deceive you, but that you will have correct understanding of the will and of the word and of the ways of God concerning your life. Therefore, I command a sharing of the gift of the Holy Spirit, even in the life of every prevailer, every gift that has been dormant. I command its activation today by the power of the Spirit of God. The same Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from us, that quickened our mortal body, begins to quicken to life in our spirit, even divine graces and gifts that God has invested in the individuals, even to his glory and Lord, even for the benefit of humankind, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak to those who are sick. I build on the Pastor Yemi Oladele Ake, Sheyi Bukola, Sheyi Aturu, Sheyi Ashende, David, Aftefemi, Anjayoluwa. I command every spirit of infirmity to lose its grip over you in the name of Jesus. I speak unto Arthur. I speak this morning unto Sarah Corona, Tivana. I speak unto Caroline. I declare that the work of God in your life, Bello, I declare that it is forever and ever. I thank God for every one of you that has experienced the divine touch of God for your wholeness and for your wellness. Therefore, I declare it is well with you. My Father, I also want to thank you for the success of that surgery. Therefore, you will quicken the recovery to the glory and honor of your name. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. As we break our fast tonight, we declare that you bless our food and our water, and sicknesses and diseases shall be far removed from us. In the name of Jesus. Everything that we eat and drink, they work for us, not is permitted to work against us. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise, our God. Lord, we bless Bukola. We thank you that he will be released from the hospital even very quickly. In the name of Jesus, thank you that it is well with him. In the name of God the Father, thank you because your word is true and it will be confirmed that it is well with that child. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name. For we are praying in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.